Declaring what's called an impairment is a way to do that. It's like asking the city to lower your property tax if the value of your house drops. In FirstEnergy's case, they're saying the drop is $9 billion. That's for all of their plants across the board, but to trigger the tax reductions for the five in Ohio, the state tax department must okay FirstEnergy's impairment calculations. Jennifer Young is a spokesperson for FirstEnergy.
We're currently working with the state in their audit process to determine whether or not they accept the value we've placed on the plants and their equipment. We expect the state will look at that over the next few months, and by the end of September, they'll give us their final decision on the taxable value of the plant.
FirstEnergy plants in Ohio now pay a combined $40 million a year in local and state taxes. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.